on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. How fitting.
Gareth, did you show up at the Oath wearing the Apollo Creed outfit with, this, with the trunks, the red, white, and blue trunks and the top hat and everything? You should have went in there big time.
I was thinking about it, but they had a dress code. So.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah. Which it said no hats, and there was a guy in a hat. I was like, what?
What?
Kick him out of the country.
That's right. What I was thinking.
That's it. Now that you're in, you can think
go
that.
Back.
So
get out of here.
No more quizzes, no more anything. Today was the day to show up, 8:30 this morning?
Yes, sir.
In the city. How did that go? You got there on time? You left here on time? All that?
Well, I didn't even have to come
in. You never
in.
Had to do it?
Yeah, I didn't even have to come in here. So it's literally like a rock throw away from where I live. It's like right there near County Country, which I don't know why I said that to you guys, like you know where that is. But
right.
It's essentially a rock throw away. So, yeah, I drove over there, plenty of time, go in,
check. Did your girl go with you or you weren't allowed to bring anybody?
Not allowed to bring anyone with you.
Yeah. So,
but that's there's a sucky. Bunch of people like waiting outside with their families and stuff.
Right. That's
like,
just in case they decide to deport the whole lot of you.
Yeah, right.
You know, you end up in the back of a C-130. I didn't know we were going for a plane ride. Oh, enjoy it. There's free drinks and everything.
How many new citizens beat you into the Oath room?
So it was.
Were you
funny.
One of the first?
No, I was one of the last.
No way.
One of the last.
Come on, Gareth, I'm trying to help you out.
I was standing in the wrong line at first. I was standing in the testing line, and this girl comes up and she's like, "Hey, do you want to register to vote?" I was like, "I mean, got to get sworn in first." She goes, "Oh, you're in the wrong line."
So wait a second. Hold on a second. The people that were in the line to sign up to take the test had somebody asking them if they want to register to vote?
I think she was just asking everyone that walked up, and she didn't care. Like, she was just like, I'm just going to ask everyone.
Like, everybody, and then whoever. And if they say, hey, I'm not a citizen yet, okay, well, you can't then, and move on.
You would think, but why would they be asking anybody? Nobody in that room is a citizen yet. I can understand them asking on the way out. 100%. But asking on
to.
The way in don't seem to make no sense to me.
Maybe she was supposed to do it and she just got it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're an answer. Mm-hmm. You're so making something out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So after
If I was Gareth, I would have stopped at like a McDonald's to vote on something. I would have been voting on something on the way home.
Well, the first thing I'm going to get is a firearm before I vote.
I mean, if you're an American citizen, you better get 50 of them and make them all assault rifles because that's how we do.
But you talk to Javon could help you out with that.
Yeah, hopefully. I don't really talk to Javon like that, but
No, yeah, he'll help you out.
Not that I have a problem with him. You know,
no, he's into all that stuff. He'll help you.
Is that who hooked you up?
I don't have a lot. I'm not a resident. I can't get a firearm down
sense.
There.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I know he's into all that. You know, teaching. He does all the classes. He teaches people how to shoot and everything you need to do to get the license and all that stuff.
Yeah, now that all I'm right. American like that, I was like, better protect myself because there's a lot of crazy people.
Also, it's your responsibility as an American to blow some appendage off on 4th of July. That's just how we do.
That's true.
Make sure
that's
you get
true.
That done. Put that on the list to do.
So, Gareth, you got in there, and then what happened after you got off the wrong line?
Right.
So, how did it all go?
Going the right line, and then they, you know, put us into this room that's, you have, like, assigned seats. So, I was very happy to see, like, in the front row, mostly black people. I was the only one who came late as the only, like, black guy. I was like, okay, I'm back, I guess.
Right.
So you're saying you're the blackest of the black people over there because you were late? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
You're the realest of the black people.
I'm running on black time. I'm doing it right.
I got to represent.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, we're just hanging out in there, and then this lady comes up and she's like, she does the whole speech where it's like, congratulations, aww, you guys are officially American. And they give you like a packet. So it has like the oath that we're going to repeat. And then it has like all the stuff to like apply for a passport and all that. And it comes with a little American flag. So
I love that they gave you. Now, did you respond in unison or did you individually each go and
She says it out loud, and you just repeat after
everybody
her.
The whole class does, right?
Yeah.
The whole
and how many people were there, like, approximately?
I think there was there was 30 people assigned, but only 29 were there. So someone didn't show up and missed it.
Oh, I feel bad.
Yeah, no, I don't. You should have showed up. I showed up. I missed the morning show for us.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That's the American attitude right there, Gareth. Good job.
Step right on his dead body.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I liked how
his un-American dead body right over it.
Think about it, though. How many people a day, legally become citizens in that place? Never mind the run for the border down there. But like,
two?
How many people know? I mean,
maybe four?
If that one class, if that one group in Tampa was 30, that's just one group in one city on one day.
Right. And then was there a line outside, like when you left, for people to come in and do the same exact thing you just did?
No.
I wonder if they have them all day.
Because I think they probably scheduled a little later. Okay. It was just like people going in to take their tests.
Right. So did you feel anything when you were done? Or it's just is it like after your wedding? Where people
did you not feel anything at your wedding?
Well, no. What I'm trying to say, when you get back from the honeymoon and you get settled in, if you were already living with that person, it just feels exactly the same. I mean, it did for me. When I came, I was living with my wife for a year before we got married. Right. So when all the hoopla was over and we got home.
Okay, back to normal.
Nothing's changed. It's just back to normal.
Yeah, but you didn't call each other Mr. and Mrs. for a while because you're silly and say, oh my gosh, we're married, and be weird married people for a while.
It's not really how we get down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. You can't look silly. You have to be cool at all times.
What do you do? Walk around saying, come here, Mrs.?
Yes, yes, Mr.
How do you do that out loud?
I'll tweet because it's silly and we can't believe we're married and it was so long for us that it was different. And I don't know.
Well, same thing with me. I mean, Nicole and I dated for 7 years.
So it was a thing.
On and off for 7 years,
Gareth, at any point when you got the packet with the American flag and the passport application, or when you were taking the oath, at any point did you get chills?
When I walked in, I sat down. It was kind of like, oh, I made it. Like, I'm here.
Right.
I'm about
Final
to be American.
Did you tear up or close to tears?
No. I was more taking in, like, everyone around me and, like, mm-hmm. like
judging.
Oh, he's probably from Africa. Oh, that guy's from Sweden, you know?
Profiling people.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what you're doing?
Exactly. I was being an American. Being an American, like I should. The guy next to me.
See, Monica, he gets it.
Yeah, I get it.
He gets it. American class, apparently.
The guy next to me was not taking it serious at all. He had his AirPods in at the beginning and was watching like ESPN on his phone.
Oh my god!
And then when we're taking the oath, he still has his AirPods in and he has the oath thing and his phone in front of him, still watching whatever he's watching.
He didn't want to miss whatever's on.
Yeah,
no. Deported.
Yeah. Like, imagine getting kicked out because you're watching.
He's watching ESPN Deported.
Yeah.
If you had to guess, what country was that guy from?
Oh.
If you had to hazard a guess.
Probably.
Was he like a German who couldn't turn off the soccer?
White guy?
Canada.
He was he looked like an Italian guy, to be honest. Slick hair and stuff.
Way to go.
I'm like, ooh,
slick hair.
Way to go. Trying to screw over the system, not do 100%, and still get the same results.
Those
I got
Italians.
You. He probably had an envelope that he paid someone, so it doesn't matter what he did. Because,
he wasn't worried.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, Monica. He's already got a body count. He's fine.
That guy was actually the fill-in for the guy who was supposed to be there.
Right.
My citizenship for me. I'm busy.
You know, that's interesting. Did you have to show your ID when you got there?
So when we show up, before we go in the room, the lady, so we have paperwork we have to bring. So we give them the paperwork, and they take our residence card. So they took my residence card.
You don't have that anymore now.
No, I don't have that anymore.
Oh, my God. Was that weird? Was that kind of a weird feeling?
Not really, because I kind of just kept that in a drawer before. I never needed to, like, present that anytime.
Right. So how do you show proof now of U.S. citizenship?
I don't think I do. I think it's just like...
Well, of course, if you want to travel, you're going to need...
This is how we get you. We take away that card.
Like, so if you go to get a passport now, right?
Yeah.
A U.S. passport, they're going to ask you for, definitely for some sort of photo ID.
Yeah.
A birth certificate, a copy of your birth certificate. Yeah, and your birth certificate is Canada. So how are you going to show that you're a U.S. citizen?
I think if you're travel, because they ask you when you hand over the stuff, they're like, are you planning on traveling anytime soon? I was like, no. But they give you a packet with a paperwork to fill out for your passport.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's out of their hands. So they mentioned that. They're like, it's out of our hands.
Oh.
That has to do with the state now.
Oh, I will tell you this. Yeah. That's Department of State.
Yeah.
Even if you're not planning on going anywhere anytime soon, start that process now because of COVID, all that stuff is so backed up.
You don't want to do it under pressure. Ever.
Yeah, you don't want to be under pressure when it comes to that.
Oh, wait.
Trust me. I ended up going the same route as Calta. Calta recommended this company to me. My company didn't get it done for me. It was a nightmare. It was an absolute... I had to move plans around because of it.
You have a social security number now, right?
Yeah.
I've always had that. I've always had that. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if that was part of today or if that was something you got in the past.
So you, as a resident, you get a Social Security number?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've always had that since I moved here. Yeah, because you can't work with that one, right?
Exactly.
So
people take taxes out and stuff.
Yeah.
Right. And Social Security and all that stuff.
So there was two people, the lady who gives the speech, and there was a guy at the door. And this lady asked before the ceremony, she's like, can I go to the bathroom? He goes, yeah, but you're going to miss the ceremony. You won't be able to be a U.S. citizen. She's like, oh, my God. He goes, no, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, man.
citizenship humor there. Yeah. You have to amuse it would've been
toy with the aliens.
Would have been better, even better if he said, for $20, I'll hold off on starting it for a while.
Yeah, send me a little something.
So wrong.
Well, congratulations, guys.
And you know what, Gareth? Congratulations for doing it on your own, how you wanted to do it without having to rely on anyone else. You did it on your own. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah. On my paper, I have hair. That's how long it took, because I actually had curly hair and stuff when I did
it.
I was like, that was a long time. I was engaged back then.
So you're telling me you lost all your hair from the beginning of this process?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Jesus.
So this took half, and then my ex-fiance took the other half of that. Yeah.
Of your hair?
So, yeah, so that's why I'm at where I'm now with the Homer Simpson head.
So now you're all official. That must feel pretty good.
Yeah. I messaged my pops and my mom. I'm like, I'm here. I'm a citizen now. My dad literally texted me. I was like, you want a parade or something? I don't care. It's like,
what a jerk.
Is he a citizen?
No.
That's why. Yeah.
Where do they live?
They live here.
And they didn't want to go through it. They didn't want to spend the money to do it.
No, my dad. I was like, what if you get deported? And he goes, then I'll go back to Trinidad. He's like,
I don't care. It's really not a bad thing.
Yeah, he's like, it's not a big deal.
I'll take my American-made money and bring it back to Trinidad and live like a king.
Yeah, he's like, I pay good enough taxes. They're not deporting me right now. I was like,
right. he's got a good point.
Yeah.
Monica, that's a man that thinks like I do.
Apparently a lot of people do.
Good for you, Gareth. Happy for you.
Congratulations.
I appreciate it, guys.
Yay.
It's really great.
Try to vote on something on the way home. It feels good.
Yeah, definitely will.
Yes, that's why he got a citizenship, so he could vote on things.
Eat a hot dog. What else? Watch a baseball game. Like, you got to just be all American.
Yeah.
And for the record, y'all, his girl, I'm calling her your girlfriend.
Okay.
She's making a big to-do about his first 4th of July coming up, and I'm excited that they're going to, like, kind of.
It is cool.
Yeah, take today and celebrate it then. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So
what are you doing for the 4th of July? Is it a big deal? Is it really going to be a big deal?
Yeah,
it's going to be a big deal for me for sure. The weekend we're going to hang out. She wants to like go to a nice dinner and stuff, or dress up, go to that.
She wants some of that all-American D.
Yeah.
All righty,
then. Yeah. And then 4th of July, we're going to go to like Riverwalk or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go watch fireworks out there.
Who's your citizen?
And
who's your citizen?
Oh my God.
Put it in.
Apparently,
by the way, we're getting... I was going to say
she got like a bunch of American clothes for us to wear. She's like, I got flag clothes and stuff. We're going to have to do all out.
She's going to dress you up like Uncle Sam.
Yeah, I love
this girl so much.
She's great.
Matching outfits, huh?
Yeah.
A couple people are asking if you will get a naturalization paper, or did you already? I don't even know how that works.
It's probably in the packet. I didn't honestly even look in the packet.
You just grabbed the flag out and said, off and running.
Yeah. You may want to spend a little bit of sober time going over that packet.
Yeah, because there is a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, I bet there is. I bet there is.
All right, there he is, Gareth Dizzy. He is now an official U.S. citizen as of, 8:30 this morning. Mm. Pretty cool.
Yep.
3 hours in. How do you feel, kid?
Pretty good, man.
It's awesome.
They can start talking about them foreigners.
Right.
Because you're not one anymore.
Yeah.
Keep them immigrants out.
After you get your gun, just get a piece of Oak Tag, build that wall, and stand on the corner somewhere.
Yeah, that's all I've been doing is telling people, we need to build that wall, man.
Now that you got yours.
Right. Yeah. I did it the right way. I could talk.
All my Canadian friends have been hating. They're like, oh, okay. You signed over with the devil. I was like, hey, I was like, you guys love America. Don't act like you don't. Everyone talks about us. You guys really secretly love us.
Yeah, they all want to be you now.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You said
us. There he is. A real American answering the phones today. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. When you call, make sure you congratulate Gareth. That is a very cool thing. It took years.